He who dies with the most toys wins? Pastor Ray Bentley says, think again.
If you live for other things and then you die, you don't have those things anymore. That's why so many people in the world who are not following the Lord don't want to think about death and are afraid of dying, and it's the most horrible thing in the world. But Paul said, for me to live is Christ. To die is gain. I'm going to be in heaven. I'm going to be with Jesus. I look forward to it. Can't wait for it.
Spread the news.
Welcome to Maranatha Radio with Pastor Ray Bentley. Maranatha, bringing the message of Christ's soon return, the whole gospel, to the whole world. When your name is finally called at your favorite restaurant, you don't regret that you're leaving the waiting room. Well, today, Pastor Ray shows us how Paul was ready to be called home to Christ, but he knew he still had work to do here. So whether he stayed or went, it didn't matter. Let's see what we can learn from his perspective.
We're going to look at Philippians 1, verses 20 through 30, and the message is very simple. To live is Christ, but to die is gain. Okay, Philippians chapter 1, I'm going to start with verse 19, because that's kind of where the paragraph begins. Paul says, "For I know that this will turn out for my deliverance through your prayer and the supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ, according to my earnest expectation and hope, that in nothing I shall be ashamed, but with all boldness, as always, so now also Christ will be magnified in my body, whether by life or by death." Paul is saying, he's writing from prison. He is now far away from his home in Israel. He is in ancient Rome, the capital of the Roman Empire. He has had trumped up charges against him. He has broken no Roman laws. There's no law in the books of the Roman Empire that say that you can't believe in Jesus of Nazareth, or preach him for that matter. And he has had these trumped up charges against him, and he's going before a character, and I mean character, named Caesar Nero. If you know anything about history at all, or anything about Nero, this guy, well, let's put it this way. The early church fathers said, and early church historians said, Nero was possessed of the devil. And I'll tell you another reason Nero was scary is that he believed that he was a god. Now, of course, again, the Romans, borrowing Greek religion and so forth, believed in many gods, many, not only gods, but goddesses. There were hundreds and thousands of them. But Nero took it a whole new level when he said, not just these statues you pray to and you bring food to and you sacrifice to, he says, I am a living flesh and blood God. And therefore, Nero required all the Roman Empire. He said, you want to believe in other gods? Fine. You want to worship your old ancestral gods? No problem. But you also have to worship me. And therefore, he made by law decree that everyone must say, Caesar is Lord. Now, the early church Christians said, not. You are not a god. You are not Lord. There's only one God, and there's only one Lord, and it is the Lord Jesus. And it infuriated Nero. He used all of the power that he had in the Roman Empire. He had a lot of power. He had all power. And Nero was convinced that he had the power to break the will of Christianity. He would break it. He would force them to acknowledge that he as a man was a god. So Nero, he got so infuriated, he used to take Christians, tie them to posts in his garden, his royal palace garden. He would tie them up with ropes to posts, and he would throw pitch on them, light them on fire, and ride through his garden screaming profanities at the Christians and their faith and burning them alive. This is the guy now Paul is writing a letter. He's in the Mamertine prison in Rome, Italy, awaiting to go before Nero. And he is saying, pray for me. I don't know if